Paul McIntyre on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
In a recent New York Times article, head music critic Anthony Tomasini, who ranked Schubert the fourth greatest composer of all time, stated the following, and I quote, "You have to love the guy who died at 31, ill, impoverished and neglected, except by a circle of friends who were in awe of his genius. For his hundreds of songs alone, Schubert is central to our concert life. Schubert's first few symphonies may be works in progress, but the unfinished, and especially the great C major symphony, are astonishing. The latter ones pave the way for Bruckner and prefigures Mahler." Not bad praise. I'd be happy with that. Caitlin Vincent is a lecturer in creative industries at the University of Melbourne. Caitlin, what actually makes Schubert, what makes his work such an inspirational thing and him, I guess, such an influential figure?
I think that the fact that he was so prolific is one big factor. I mean, he produced 1,500 works in his short lifetime. And if you compare that to someone like Mozart, Mozart only produced 600. So it just gives you a sense of the scope in terms of what he was producing. And he was also on the forefront of the German Romantic movement, the 1820s, really active, really all about inner emotion and inner psyche and that romantic expression. And of course, Schubert is very much known as the Prince of Song because he produced so many art songs, over 630, actually. So he really established a new era for art song and really prefigured, as you said, a lot of things that were to come.
When did he begin composing?
Quite young. It was really in his teens that he started going. Like many of the composers of that era, he started getting musical training quite young. His father and his brother trained him. And then at the age of 11, he actually went essentially to conservatory on a choir scholarship. You know, he was a choir boy. And so it was there he actually started being introduced to the works of Beethoven and Haydn and actually studied composition with Antonio Salieri, who was a contemporary of Mozart. But it was in his teens he really started to get going, and actually it was at the age of 18 that he composed over, I think, something like 20,000 measures of music, 150 songs, just at the age of 18.
Goodness. And his entire family were quite musical too, weren't they?
They were. His father was actually a school teacher, though. So that was sort of the occupation that Schubert found himself in, and he was very unhappy with it. So from the age of 17, while he wanted to be a composer, he actually was teaching really young students in his father's school. And he sort of suffered through that for a few years and then finally said, you know what? I'm going to go live with my friends and be super poor and just, you know, eke out a living from composing. So really, for the last 10 years of his life, he just survived by composing. But at the same time, he wasn't making much money because he didn't have much publicity. He didn't have much renown. He just had a very dedicated circle of friends who promoted his music and played it amongst themselves on these evening salons that they would hold, essentially house concerts where they would produce all of his music in a very fun and drunken setting.